The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Oh, hi. If you like this show, will you leave a review for it wherever you listen to podcasts? You don't even have to write anything. Just some stars will do. It's one of the most effective ways to spread the word about us and one of the most meaningful ways to show your support for what we do. We are so grateful. Okay, here's the show. Welcome to A Thing or Two, a deep dive into stuff we think more people should know about. I'm Claire Mazur.
And I'm Erica Cerullo. To share your thoughts on this episode or anything really, leave us a voicemail at 833-632-5463 or DM us on Instagram at A Thing or Two HQ.
And join our Geneva. It is like, it's a chat group.
It's a chat
group. It's like a message board.
Is that better marketing?
But I said something really good to somebody in the DMs the other day and I was like, that's what I'm going to say on the podcast. And, you know, I lost it. I think I said it was our chat room.
Yeah, okay.
I knew I was using some term that was old internet adjacent.
That people understood.
Yeah, that was like around during the AOL era. Yeah. It's our chat room and it's a good place to ask questions like, you know, what screen cleaner should I get? You know?
Yeah,
things
totally.
Like that.
Wow.
Well,
if people didn't want to join before.
I'm a marketer above all else.
You do have an incredible story to share.
Thank you.
It's not your own, but
speaking of the old internet, this is from a blog.
Yeah.
and if you don't know what a blog is, Google it. It is from a website called Ask a Manager. And people write in with questions about, you know, their professional life. And
it's like business advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty basic, straightforward business advice most of the time, I would imagine.
It's incredible. And I'm going to read it to you verbatim and then we're going to discuss. Mm-hmm. A reader writes the backstory. I went back to university in my late 20s to do my PhD and shared an office with a few other students for many years. One of the students, Jacob, completed his thesis and was moving back to his home country, so we all went out for congratulatory farewell drinks. One thing led to another, and Jacob and I spent the night together. A few weeks later, I realized I was pregnant and I had no way to contact Jacob. His university email and mobile number had been deactivated since he'd left the university and the country. I didn't need anything from him and was fine to raise the child alone, but I thought he had a right to know. I Googled him a few times over the years, but never found him. This last week, our department had emailed everyone to introduce and welcome our new manager, Jacob, with a photo and a blurb about his education and work history, so I know for sure it's him. The night we spent together changed my life because it made me a parent, so I have thought about Jacob from time to time when my daughter asks about her dad or I notice a genetic trait she didn't get from me. However, I doubt Jacob has given that night a second thought. I have no idea whether he will have any concerns about being my manager given our history or whether I'm making a bigger deal of this than I should. For what it's worth, in my years of sharing an office with Jacob, he seemed easygoing and practical. In our company, it is common for everyone in the department to reply all to these introduction emails and introduce themselves, welcome the newcomer aboard, and explain how their role will interact with theirs. I'm not sure if my email should note that Jacob and I studied together years ago as a way to get that out in the open, or should I email him individually and offer to have a discussion about keeping our history out of the workplace if he thinks it's needed? I'd appreciate any suggestions for language that indicates I'm not concerned and will be completely professional. And then, in direct contradiction to that, I'd also appreciate a script for a separate email saying, can we please meet outside of work because I need to tell you something important about our history so I can tell him about his daughter. If you or any commenters think I shouldn't tell him or I should let him settle into his new country and new job first, I would definitely take that on board. As you may have guessed, there's a very lively comment section of this particular post and some lengthy and firm advice from, you know, the webmaster of AskAManager.org.
The manager.
I'm actually deeply uninterested in the advice for this woman.
No.
I don't care.
No. No, because the advice is unfortunately a full-length book.
Yeah,
like, I want to see how this plays out across an entire plot because this is...
It's an Abby Jimenez romance. I don't want to armchair diagnose anybody. And I actually love it. This person sounds delightful.
Delightful.
I love it. Which is part of why I so want the romance novel version of this.
Well, because it's written, it is written in just such a, like, I'm actually asking this as a workplace question, not a personal question. It's not an ethicist question.
No.
It is an ask a manager question because the concerns here are about, is it weird that this person is going to be my manager? Do I need to, like, convey this to them? Is that a problem? Do I have to convey that I'm going to be extremely professional with the person who is unwittingly the father of my child?
It's so wild. Like, if this were a movie, if this were a book, we'd be like, you didn't have to make him her manager.
Claire, when this is a movie, when this is a book, we will say.
We as the audience would say, it was just enough for them to have to work together. You didn't need to make him her manager. Like, that's a bridge too far. But this is presumably real life. I don't think it's fiction.
I hope in the movie, the one thing they do is I hope that they make her his manager.
Yeah, well, that's...
Because...
That would be that what is, you would write.
Yeah.
That would be the version that you would write.
Right. Yeah. Totally. That's the, like, what's the Sandra Bullock, Ryan Reynolds?
The two weeks, no. No. I just watched it. The Proposal.
The Proposal.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is delightful.
It is totally delightful.
But it's not not.
Yes. It's yeah. not at all. It's just so written for romance to me.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And I just cannot wait for them to get together and raise this child. It's just perfect. It's perfect entertainment.
And in the epilogue, we get them starting a company together.
That's right. I do really want to know what these people's like field of study is, what sort of an organization they work at. I'm confused by all of that. I also, all of the commenters are, there's a lot of really holier than thou commenters who are upset that people are treating it as entertainment. And they're like, this is someone's real life. And I'm like, it can be both. Both can be true. That the story is highly entertaining. And they chose to put it in a public forum.
Yeah, but also... It doesn't feel, no one's hurting right now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, so that's what's so, that you and I were talking about. What's so beautiful is that neither of these people is the villain.
No, there's no bad guy in this story. Like a thing happened that happens sometimes, which is that people get accidental pregnant and she decided to keep the kid because she wanted to keep the kid.
Right.
And he doesn't know because there was no way to get in touch with him because God knows he has a very, like, I'm telling myself he has a very ungoogleable name and left the country. And like that.
Like, we're going to assume it's Jacob Smith.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, who are you mad at? God, that this is how babies are made? Like, who are we upset with? Who's the bad guy here?
No, everybody's very concerned about the well-being of the child. And I'm like, I don't know. It sounds
this
like
this child's fine.
Sounds like this child has two nice, smart, thoughtful parents and only knows about one of them, but might soon find out about the other.
What luck this child would have if this, like, they might get to meet their dad.
Gainfully employed parents also.
Like, what? Okay. You know what I wanted to share?
Yes.
That you may also like since this post. I ghosted my ex and she's about to be my new boss.
Yeah, that is absolutely a you may also like of this.
You may also like.
Yes.
You will also like.
Absolutely.
You 100% will. I also appreciate that it's from the perspective of the person who did the ghosting.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I think the ownership of that is good.
Yeah.
My professor wants to walk into local businesses and ask if we can do a free project for them. This one, I'm like, I wouldn't like it. No, I actually wouldn't. Our cleaner pressures me to stay late with her because she fears our workplace is haunted. You may also like. You may.
Wow, what a conundrum. But what I think I'd like there is the answer. I do want to know what the answer to that one is.
Yeah. I think that's the right take. We have a great Thingies guest today. A
truly excellent one.
Peyton Dix. Peyton Dix has run social media for Paper, InStyle, Mac. If you follow her around the internet for like all of, I don't know, four Instagram story slides, you will see exactly why everyone would want her to be in charge of their digital self-presentation. She is the kind of writer and the kind of storyteller who just makes everything feel fun.
Yes.
And she always has a take and a point of view, and you will hear all of that. Let's bring Peyton on. Thank you so much to Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. I feel like I have a couple of friends right now who are like worked to the bone, so overworked, and they just got approved for new hires to be like, great, I'm going to finally get the support. Mm-hmm. But then you can see the wheels start turning when they're like, wait, God, oh, like before it gets better, it's going to get worse. Like the hiring process.
Well, because
like,
you're so overwhelmed.
Torture. Yeah.
You need
help. Another job. To take on the work you can't be doing. It's just, it's much too much.
That's the brutality of the hiring process is the search. But in fact, when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate is not to search at all. You don't search, you match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of our show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/a thing or two. Just go to Indeed.com/a thing or two right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/a thing or two. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you so much to JetPens for sponsoring today's episode. I feel like we are poised for a penaissance.
A penaissance. Great.
I think that people are really starting to attach their pen affinities to their personalities in the way
that...
My pen myself. Like we're moving, we're looking beyond the zodiac. We're looking beyond the Enneagram. We need new ways of explaining our flaws, features, insecurities, desires. And I think
who we are in this world, in this big wide world. Yeah,
that's right. And I think, you know, the writing instrument that you choose and how particular you might be about it says a lot about you. And if you, listener, are particular about your pen, there is no place more knowing, more welcoming, more accepting, and more ready for you than JetPens.com.
God, JetPens.com is just ready for you. They're ready for you. It is an online stationery store with a huge selection of fine writing supplies and unique office supplies sourced from all over the world. Maybe you're a Japanophile. Maybe you're a Francophile. You can express all of that through your pen. Fast and free shipping for U.S. customers with orders over $35. Free content and resources with expert guidance to help you discover and choose the best stationery. Maybe you don't know your identity yet and you need to like get to the bottom of that. 5-star customer care on Google customer reviews. JetPens has a special offer for our listeners, a free JetPens marker and washi tape with any $50 order. Visit www.jetpens.com/a thing or two to activate the offer. Offer ends 6/30/24. Again, that is a free JetPens marker and washi tape with any $50 order. Visit www.jetpens.com/a thing or two to activate the offer. Offer ends 6/30/24.
Hi, I'm Pia Barangini, the creative director of LPA, an entrepreneur, a wife, and a dog mom based in Los Angeles. This is my new podcast, Everything is the Best, where we basically ask interesting people, how did you go from zero to yacht? I'm always curious how the hell people became successful, and I figured you would be too. Get on the internet with me. Let's laugh, let's cry, let's overshare, and let's get inspired to live our best lives. Check out new episodes every Wednesday. It's all for you, baby. Thanks for listening. Love you, mean it.
Hi, Peyton.
Hi.
Thanks so much for being here.
This is the time of my life already. We haven't even said anything already. Time of my life.
I mean, you have a really good podcast/radio voice that I just feel like you need to be taking advantage of it.
I'm going to say something fucked, which is, I know. I'm so sorry to
you
say.
You should know.
I know. The way I kind of found out when I was younger, I wouldn't say got bullied. Like, I'm not one of those people that was like, I was like, bullied for being tall and blonde, but I did have a very deep voice when I was younger. And so a lot of people, when I picked up the phone, thought I was my brother. And so I hated it when I was younger. Cut to, I'm on a train. I just moved to New York. I was living in Larchmont with my friend's family. I'm on this train. It's a pretty, decent ride. In terms of decent ride, I mean, in terms of length of time, distance. Not like the
it
vibe.
Was distance, yeah. It was less.
You were like, I was like, this is really less.
Yeah. It was the best ride ever. And I was so rudely on the phone the entire time. Mm-hmm. And this guy sitting next to me turns to me and he goes, do you like the sound of your own voice? And I think, he's about to fucking beat my ass. because you just fucking yapping the whole time. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I do. And he was like, you have a really beautiful talking voice. Like, normally this would really frustrate me, but it was a lovely conversation to listen to.
That's the best meet cute I've ever heard.
I was 22 and he was 45, which, not no, but.
Not no. I love it because you really do think you're going to get called out on some shit in that moment.
I was shaking. But thank you. I will take it as a compliment, but I've grown into it, I'll say.
It's good. It's bringing to mind Sydney Sweeney getting bullied for her boobs in high school. And now she's really proud of them and wants to dress for them.
I was bullied for my sexy boys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like it a lot.
You're one of our favorite people to follow on Instagram. I feel like whenever you post anything new, it shows up right in front for me because they're like, we understand. You want to see.
We know what you need.
Who are those people for you? Who are you following around the internet?
Well, I would say what's really sick and twisted is my algorithm right now. And I'm sure I can change this and I'm just going to complain about it and not do anything to, change this fact.
Change the computers.
All, people I don't follow at all. It's all these reels and suggested follows. Sometimes
You don't snooze the suggested posts?
Well, because sometimes I...
You kind of like, want to know.
Yeah. 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 Me too. Like, me too.
Puppy but and this a baby.
But like, you know what I decide? I'm
like, you're going to tell the baby to go away? The puppy to go away? Yeah. How mean?
I get that way sometimes too. And then I'm like, no, that's what TikTok is for. Instagram is for who I choose to follow. TikTok is, I'm fine accepting their suggestions.
Beautiful, beautiful
to,
point.
You're bossy to Instagram.
Well, yeah, because that's how it's built.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. I think the beauty of TikTok for me and why I feel like I so comfortably post whatever the fuck there. I'm cursing a lot too. Is that legal?
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Legal.
Yeah. Knock, knock, knock. It's an NYPD at my door. But I feel like it's all these people I don't know. And I have these relationships with people that are just people on the internet versus I'm on Instagram. And I think the queasy feeling about Instagram sometimes is, oh, I'm now on like my ex-best friend's cousin's boyfriend's like, deep dive. How did I even get here? I've met these people.
I will meet these people. These are like people in my orbit in some way, whereas TikTok is like someone somewhere over there.
Okay. But my other rule is on TikTok, if I'm getting invested in the personal life of somebody I don't know, got to get out of there. It's like if it's funny, if it's pop culture, if it's celebrity, but if I am like,
you're only allowed to get invested in the people you know on like on Instagram.
That's what that's for. Okay. It's like an unhealthy fascination or like nosiness with people who I like kind of know or know. TikTok, it's like, I want to be moved. I want to laugh. I want to cry, whatever. But like, I'll love a military coming home, you know?
Like that, a person and their dog.
Yes.
Being reunited.
Exactly. Exactly.
Classic.
So like that I'm willing to get invested in the life of a stranger on that level. It's the like, my boyfriend cheated on me and now XYZ like drama.
And it's 54 parts.
Yes. Right. That I'm not
Did you do that?
No.
I didn't do it. Did you do it?
No. And someone asked me like, presuming that I did.
Well, because it feels like it would be part of your job description or something like
true.
That.
True. Like
know.
I would only like, ever as watch a work, that as a labor. Work. Yes. Yes. This is labor.
Yes. Yes.
54 parts. Get a grip. I'm sure it was juicy, but I was like, if anything, I'd do spark notes of what happened.
Yes. That's same. Yeah. Same. Yeah. Same. Same.
Yeah.
Your TikTok is wonderful. When did you start doing TikTok?
Kind of. I was late to
That's
the game.
That's how I thought.
Late to the game
you started
sure.
showing up for
you
me
were going
to
call
like,
her on that of being late to it.
Yeah. Someone I was like, was I missing it?
Derogatory.
Non-complimentary. No. Well, because I was like, was I missing out on it? But then you just started showing up for me. And I was very delighted because it felt like a real natural fit for you.
Thanks. Yeah, I feel
you're very
like
comfortable.
Not to make this a like marketing meeting. Actually, it is business first. We're businesswomen first. I have this thing that I feel like I tell all of my clients and it's something that I would tell any creator, you know, I don't use that word, but in general.
Only in
like,
that voice with those air quotes.
Yeah, yeah. A creator. Yeah. Get real close for that shot. Is like a tweet is a reels is a TikTok to me. And I think that I started noticing the things, like the cross-pollination of assets. I'm so lazy when it comes to like posting content. Mm-hmm. So in my head, I'm like, oh, this tweet did pretty well. What if I just said it while I'm walking and drinking coffee? So it's breaking down like the ease of an idea that is already created. And as like I've seen it work. So now I'm just talking to camera saying the same thing.
You're actually doing a film adaptation of a book.
That's right. It's an adaptation. You're capitalizing on the IP.
You're so real for that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
It's all IP. Yeah. That's the new it's all copy. Yeah.
Again, this is a marketing meeting. Yes. Yeah. But thank you. Man. That's a huge compliment that my, you know, millennial, I like to pretend Gen Z cusp ass is.
Yeah, how old are you? We can cut this.
I don't mind. I'm 29. Turning 30 next week.
Okay.
Finally, freedom.
Okay, you had a take on this, a related take on this.
I just turned 40 and I feel so good about it because all through my late 30s, I just felt like old in an insecure way. Mm-hmm. Like I was just constantly aware of it. And now that I'm 40, I'm like, oh, I am old and I can wear it. Like a badge of pride.
Like you get to just be like, I am 40, not like I'm almost 40. So like,
humiliating
whatever.
To be almost anything.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
There's like shame in that.
That's
where it's like
about
you get
30.
You're like going to be 30 and you're like, I'm fucking 30. Yeah. Like, and that just feels like.
Well, and I don't have to try to be or do anything that somebody in their 30s would do because I'm now 40.
Yeah.
I feel great about it.
That's how I feel about turning 30. I'm like, how humiliating to be in your 20s.
Right.
Grow up.
Exactly.
Grow up. It's 2024. Stop being in your 20s. Yeah. So that's how I feel.
That's exactly it. So are you a young millennial? What are you?
Yeah, I'm fully in the millennial bucket, but I do think that I'm like rising. No, maybe
you're for
moon
sure.
Gen Z.
you have some Gen Z energy for sure.
And I'm black, so my skin looks amazing and I'm wherever the camera is look really beautiful and young.
No, that's right. That's right. You could be mistaken for a Gen Z. Yeah. For sure.
Wipe sweat from brow. Thank God.
That's right. That's right. Can we discuss your thingies?
Oh, thank God. Okay, so hear me out. I really tried to condense to 5 to 7. I had
you don't
no
have to,
don't
no.
Okay, okay.
Bring them all. People
don't
want
self-edit.
Them.
Don't self edit.
I think the best form of action mm-hmm. is I'll read through them,
okay.
and then you tell, and then whatever.
This actually
you,
is a marketing meeting. It's marketing and strategy.
Okay,
I
yeah.
it. Notes, I want feedback. Whatever,
okay.
whatever.
Okay,
tickles
we're gonna
you.
Decide
yeah.
what we're moved by first. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. My thingies. What I said, like I'm about to read a poem by Langston Hughes. Like that's so crazy.
Spoken word.
yeah.
Yeah.
Wired headphones. Uh-huh. Aesop Poo Drops. Being By. Kelly Yoke. SLT. Today Ticks. The Book. The Situation and the Story. Game Nights. No Saf Bazaar, which asterisks on that because I have no idea how to pronounce it.
There's no right way, we've learned.
Yeah, right?
Fashion backwards.
I'm sure there's some way that's close, but that yeah. was what I the best yeah. I had. Having less screen time than the week before. Some of these are just vibes and concepts.
Yes.
Sharing your location. That's new to me. JoJo Siwa's Karma.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm the only fighter. I'm the only ally left here. And then the way leave-in curl cream. Really important.
Wow.
Okay.
So, I think I would like to start, if you're open to it, with yeah. Aesop's Poo Drops.
Mm. Okay. Sorry, I'm going to brag
no.
again. Oh my
Please.
God, sexy voice and now what?
You're really regular, aren't you? Yeah, yeah. Is it always the morning?
Always the morning.
It is yeah. the best way to be regular. Yeah. You're always at home.
Start my day off right.
You're not yeah. dealing with it during the day.
Yeah.
It's a great brag.
I yeah. love that you
it's
knew
a great
where
brag.
I was going with that. You said,
because
I'm not new to this. But I do think for something that you may not know is you cannot get it in the States. Mr. Worldwide over here. You can't. You can't.
I knew that you couldn't because, well, I got it
Where?
Once. A friend got it for me.
Oh.
But they had to stop selling it in the U.S.
Yay.
because it needed to have a safety seal on it because mm-hmm. it's a little dropper and children were like, eating the poo yeah. drops.
Oh, my God.
And something about the glass or something. There was some
like
legal reason.
It's design.
I know, but I've seen the thing, but it doesn't seem that novel to
That's
me. Like
what
in
I
terms
said
of
too.
The pack, like there's other
but there's
things.
No safety seal and it's not. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So wait, I didn't know you could get it elsewhere, though.
Okay. Well, I just. Oh my God, so many.
Are you
I just
using
came
a
from
freight
London.
Forwarder?
No,
oh.
I just came from London. I was in London. One more time. So I was in London. I don't know if you could tell. There's an energy about me that's different.
Yes,
she's well traveled.
Yeah, yeah.
And mm-hmm. my friend, I was talking about how much I love them, and my friend was like, "Oh, like, well, let's just go get some." Mm-hmm. I said, "What do you mean? Go get some? They sell them in London." So I bought like 5, and I brought
Good
them
for
back
you.
Like a black.
That's the right thing to
like,
do.
I bought
yes.
Because
so where
kind of
were you
small.
Getting them before?
Well, when they were selling in the U.S.,
oh, okay.
I was just getting
and
them from
they,
the site.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Can
okay.
you explain what makes these like so special and wonderful?
It just smells cunt. Like,
yeah.
Imagine taking a shit and then being like, cunt. Like, that's the best feeling in the world. It's a perfect
Absolutely
reframe
perfect.
To taking a shit.
Yeah. You're reframing a
yeah,
shit.
I'm reclaiming shitting.
That's wow. absolutely.
And that's on the record.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's
incredible.
Great. It's,
yes.
And then they work and they smell great.
They yeah. smell great. Yeah. They smell great. Yeah. It's like really the best thing. We got like a spray to hold us over, like an Aesop spray to hold us over.
Oh,
it's not the same.
Yeah.
Because also spray... You're spraying a toilet seat, ostensibly. Like, you're not, like,
right,
yeah,
right,
it's
right.
just not the same.
It's not doing the same
no.
trick. And I really, really hate the smell of, what's the most popular? Poopery.
Oh, yeah,
no.
yeah. No, that's he, no good.
Ugh,
no, yeah.
Jail.
No, no. Yeah.
When
Are
we,
you using the poo drops? Do you live by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Are you using
Brag
it?
Again. Okay.
Are you using it even when you're just pooping by yourself in your own home?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
then it's, like,
it's
just
for the benefit of
yeah,
others.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just making sure.
But it's not really a thing I travel with, though, too.
Right.
It's also kind of a flex. I mean, it's definitely a flex
right.
now that they don't sell it. So
right.
you
yeah,
see it,
yeah,
you're
like,
gagged.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's got money. Yeah. She pays her taxes. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like it's now, sometimes I'll use it on my own, but mostly not. Mostly
okay.
just if I have company.
Okay.
When we worked at our like last company, when we worked at Bed Bath & Beyond, one of their, or, like their two of their best-selling products were Poopery
yeah.
and the Squatty Potty.
Yeah. My
All
favorite.
About pooping.
The wooden
like,
one? Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. Yeah.
So it,
yeah.
I didn't realize, I never used a Squatty Potty. I didn't understand it. And then I had a kid who needed stools in every bathroom. And I was like, oh, this is actually great because I just use his stools.
Yeah,
it's good.
Same
yeah.
thing.
Same thing.
Yes. We actually don't need
it's a job
Yeah,
done.
We don't need it. But I was like, oh, I get it now.
I love talking about food.
Yeah, it's good. It's
Liberated
really
women.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
We're so radical.
Wait, where do we want to go from here?
I also want to know what Kelly Yoke is.
What Kelly Yoke is?
Yeah.
What?
Tell us what that is.
Karaoke, Kelly Clarkson's karaoke.
Oh,
you just don't know
I didn't
by
know
government
that's
name.
What it was.
Oh, sorry. You don't know by legal name.
Yeah, yeah. Karaoke. Yeah. Okay, let's Kelly-oke. Talk karaoke.
Yeah. Let's talk
karaoke. I just think it's like a shame to any artist. Like the minute you see she's covering, you're like, fuck me. Here
no,
goes.
Completely.
My stream's out the window. Like, they go to her. Yeah.
She deserves it.
And she deserves it.
She should get them all.
Yeah.
I also do, it does make you understand why you're like, wait, some people are meant to be like songwriters. Some people are meant to like perform live at a concert. And some people are meant to be Kelly.
Yeah. Yes. And some people are meant to be Kelly
Clarke.
Yeah.
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 No,
yeah.
She's wonderful. And I just also love a cover. Love a cover so much.
So fun.
What are your favorite Kellyoke songs?
I feel like the obvious one is her cover of the Billie Eilish Happier Than Ever. That one.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
When she gets to the chorus, oh my God. I touched God. Suddenly I'm religious.
These
but like,
are all streaming on Spotify?
Most of the Kellyoke album.
I didn't know
album.
That. Okay. Oh, it's an album.
Oh, I didn't know there was a full album.
Yes, oh. Kellyoke. It's the best.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really awesome. There's also the YouTube, but like.
I'm also a little glad that it feels like we're edging out carpool karaoke. We're just kind of like.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, James Corden, kick him to the curb.
Yeah. It needed to go away. And now we have like the rightful heir.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's what happened when women get involved.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Things change for the better.
Can but we yeah, stay amazing. In the American Idol universe for a minute? Because I have something else I really need to talk about that you weren't familiar with. Have you seen Catherine McPhee's son playing the drums?
I did not think that's where that sentence was going to go at all, but no, I haven't.
Oh my God, so then we won't talk about it, but
I'm so sorry.
Gotta watch it.
Out fucking outrageous.
I also forgot about Catherine McPhee.
She's married to David Foster.
Yes, I do remember that.
And they have a musical talent in that family that you're like, oh, it's real. Like there's like real genetic stuff, which is a good reminder because when you see this child, you will be like, well, every other child's unfortunately a failure by age 3. This is.
Oh,
like,
I thought you were going to say he's so bad. No, he's
no,
so good.
No.
Okay, I'll get in there.
He's more talented than anybody in this room, I can say confidently.
No, I'm sure. Like, okay.
It's outrageous.
I'll do my homework. Yeah. And I'll
come
back.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Wait. Okay. Talk to me about sharing your location. Because everybody on every Bravo show does it. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with all of you?
Yeah, I was anti it for a while. Okay. I don't like to be found. And I constantly lie. So I feel like, just kidding, if you're a friend of mine.
But that's how everybody on Vanderpump is getting caught in their lies. Is because they're sharing their location and straight up lying about it.
And are we watchers of Love is Blind?
Of course.
Yeah.
Also.
Come on.
Also, Jimmy. Okay, no, was it Jeremy? Jeremy got it. Yeah. It was Jeremy who got in trouble for it. Yeah.
Who are you sharing your location with?
Like a select like 5 people. Like one of my friends just has severe anxiety around these kinds of things. And I say, and we live close to each other. And it's totally... It was stressing me out more to not share my location. So all you.
It's
all
like
good.
The cans that you're like the telephone
and this person
cans.
Has anxiety about your safety.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we love and respect that. Yeah. But
yeah,
just in
yeah,
general.
Yeah, totally.
But
yeah.
I at first I was like, okay, fine, one. And then I one day was like, wait, this is kind of like fun. My little Sims here that I'm just like, where are they? What are they up to?
And you liked you open and you watch them.
Yeah. Well, my friend Meg opened my location just to see. I was in the park and I was like, I wonder if anyone else is in the park today or
so
near the park.
It's like Foursquare in that way. Do you remember Foursquare?
Oh my God, I forgot about Foursquare.
So that was a beautiful thing about Foursquare, which I would never do Foursquare today. But back in the day, we would check in to a place and you'd be like, oh, you're here too. And that was the beautiful serendipity.
And people would look and see if somebody was checked in. They'd be like, oh, maybe I'll go here, maybe I'll go there. And they'll be like, oh, 3 people I know are checked in there.
It was great. But
I don't know. Would you do that with people that you're not like, I feel like I only share people. I'm like, you are a capital F friend. Like,
no, sharing your location is like a bridge further for sure than Foursquare.
Because on Foursquare, you were deciding at that time to be like, I will be found now.
Right.
Like,
yes.
You're like choosing, like, whatever.
I will be found now.
Okay. So you have 5 people that you share with and you like to sort of just like know where they're. And, and do they live near you in general or
mostly,
no?
Mostly. They're mostly all in my neighborhood too. So it's sweet.
I think if I were at a different stage in my life, I would really like that of being like, oh, so-and-so is at that bar or like, oh, you're at the park, like I'll come meet you. And in a lot of ways, it would actually be really great for my life now because I have a kid and sometimes I just want to play ground pal, you know?
Yeah.
But I just...
It feels like it would give your like life a Seinfeld quality.
Yes. I do think one time, it wasn't necessarily anxiety that was triggering this, but I did see my friend in the depths of Coney Island.
Yeah.
And I said... Well, you're not normally there. You live in Cobble Hill. Like, I just sent a dental, like, so what's going on in Coney Island, babe? Like,
and what was the answer?
She was at like this like performance art Russian dinner situation.
Oh
my
gosh.
Said, that's all I
was
need to know.
Was she at Tatiana's?
I don't know the name, but I'll research and come back.
Okay.
But there was like
people like Tatiana's.
And,
like,
it was
a
probably
whole
Tatiana's.
Thing.
It's like, I guess it's Coney Island. It's like favorite. Or like,
favorite chicken.
I just was like, you know, a sweet little wellness check in case.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's worth checking.
No,
it's
I like that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think you have to have the right relationships to, like, you can't just share it with anybody. Like, it has to be really specific who you share it with.
Yeah, I think that's right. I feel like I'm tiptoeing into comfortability with certain people where I might be willing to do that. It could happen for me.
I get it first. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, that's the waters. Yeah. Okay.
When you get the invite, don't act surprised.
I'm like, period. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much to Fast Growing Trees for sponsoring today's episode. I have really exciting news to report.
Oh my gosh.
I hope we're all ready for this. My lilac that I got from Fast Growing Trees last year, Bloomerang, that is its official name, not the name that I gave it when it came to its forever home, has started to bloom. And it blooms a little bit earlier than other lilac bushes. And I have another lilac who's not from Fast Growing Trees, it predates this, who I think is feeling like, it's a bit of a pep talk. It's a bit of a like cheerleader to see Bloomerang just like really going for it and really showing up. And I think that that is encouraging Miss Kim to maybe like get some pep in her step because Bloomerang is a fast growing tree, you know, an inspiration.
How's the scent?
Oh, come on. The best. The
All right. 10 best. Out of 10. Okay.
10 out of 10.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space, and they make it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. You don't need to have a yard or a lot of space. You can grow lemon, avocado, olive, fig, or lilac trees inside your home on top of the wide variety of houseplants available. The experts at Fast Growing Trees curate thousands of plants so you can find the perfect fit for your specific climate, location, and needs. You don't have to drive around to nurseries and big gardening centers. They will ship to you in 1 to 2 days, whether you're looking to add privacy, shade, or natural beauty to your yard. They have in-house experts 24/7 who will give you advice. Talk to them about your soil type, landscape design, and how to take care of your plants. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code A Thing or Two at checkout. That's additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code A Thing or Two at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code A Thing or Two. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
Thank you so much to Olive and June for sponsoring today's episode. I realized something about myself recently, which is that I am such a loyalist to one of these Olive and June nail polishes that I'm just like, I'm completely ruined for any other nail polish, first of all. But then this color is just like, it has become my signature. I just like, I can't even see other colors really.
Wow. What is it?
It's CV, which is part of the like original collection that was named for Claire Vivier.
And it
is like a very chic. It's like a deep, rich, dark red. That just
but
like,
it's not vampy.
It's not vampy.
It's rich classic.
It's a Luxardo red is how I think about it.
Okay.
Yeah. It is a rich, dark red that looks just Parisian enough, you know,
love
for Claire Vivier to have endorsed. Yeah.
This brand is just nailing it with the colors. My group chat, the same one I was telling you about the other week with the press-ons, someone sent a picture of a ring she was trying on and everybody was like, cool ring, but what about your nail color? It was obviously Olive and June. I can't remember the name. It was a pale pink. Olive and June has everything you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. Their salon grade tools are designed just for DIY. You can customize your box with your choice of 6 polishes. Their polish doesn't chip and lasts 7 days or more, and it breaks down to just $2 a manicure. Their press-ons look so real and last so long, and they have many sizes so you can find the perfect fit. They are non-damaging and better than gel. Get a mani in less than 10 minutes, and their press-ons are only $10 a set. With easy removal, you can legit remove them with warm water. Change them out as much as you want, keep them on for weeks, or you can paint them, take the polish off, and end up with a fresh, perfect mani. Olive and June quick dry dries in about a minute and lasts for 5 or more days. Full coverage in 1 to 2 coats, offered in over 40 cruelty-free and vegan shades.
Visit oliveandjune.com/a thing or two for 20% off your first Manny system. That's OliveAndJune.com/athingortwo for 20% off your first Manny system. oliveandjune.com/a thing or two for 20% off.
Can we transition into
Noise Off?
Noise Off.
Talk to us about Noise Off.
Noise Off.
That's how we're saying it for
Noise
now.
Off. Yeah, I don't know. I love mispronouncing things. I think it's really cool. I think it's cool.
Well, I'm glad because I mispronounce things all the time. So
I was like,
thank you for that permission.
Right? Whatever. Fuck it. I don't care. Yeah. I go from having extreme anxiety to being like, fuck it. I don't care.
It's the only direction to go in.
Yeah. I am just, in general, such a huge, I try my honest to God best to not shop anything like brand new anymore.
Yes.
In general, my
you know what? It's like less fun.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. I love feeling like, you know, so my experience with it, I was looking for just things for my apartment. This is my first time living alone. So I was like, okay, it's all me. Like everything in here, mm-hmm. I want to feel like an extension of myself. I'm a Taurus, obviously. So, and half my apartment, if not more actually, is all thrifted. Like most of my furniture, I think only, like the main thing is like my bed frame that's new.
Yeah.
But like, you know. And so I started ordering like more small things like glasses just to kind of feel out the process of it.
Yeah.
Every single thing I ordered came with like a note, like a handwritten note from just someone who was like, I loved these like stainless steel, blah, 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 for forever. Like, I hope like, you know, enjoy
them. I
hope
they have a good home.
Yeah. It was just so, it felt so personal. It felt so intimate. Like it felt like, oh, I'm taking like someone else's history and getting to integrate into my life in a way that was, sorry, write that down. That was beautiful.
It was. I got a little bit of a goosebump.
That was beautiful. Langston Hughes, good. Pack your bags. Yeah. I keep calling Langston Hughes into the room. I should really let him rest.
Channeling the spirit.
He loves being the fourth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Typical. Yeah. But yeah, it's just been a site that I constantly, and I will say one time I promoted a few things that I bought and like linked to their Instagram.
Yeah.
And then when I say, I never really do this, but I just was like, let me see if people clicked. I wonder if they have the same interest. Like over 700-800 people had clicked that link.
Wow.
And it just felt so nice to be like, yeah, we should all be like renting the runway. We should not be like buying clothes. Fuck fast fashion.
Yeah, we love the circular economy.
Yeah.
We love to participate.
Also, the founder of Noisoff is wonderful.
Yeah,
she's
heaven.
Like very cool.
You know, she lives in Duluth, Minnesota.
Would have never have guessed.
Right?
Are you shopping primarily home goods?
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah. I've heard I haven't really looked at their home goods, but people really, like, people are very into
the home
it.
Goods hit.
Yeah.
I also am kind of hit or miss with shopping online clothing wise because I never know my body and it changes all the
it's
time.
Tough.
So
and
it's
then
like,
it's, you can't.
Yeah. Right.
But I've sold clothes there and I've sold things that I've bought, like, I don't want to go to Buffalo Exchange and have like,
you don't want it the poo phase. Being like,
and it's like, this is like a custom piece. Like, I'm like, actually the worth of this, but that makes me look crazy and uncool.
Of
and
course.
Yeah.
No, you have to be so blasé about the ill treatment.
Yeah. People, most of the stuff I've sold has been at face value. Like, I've ended up making it so close. Yeah, you make so
much
more.
Wow, what a sell. That was an incredible sell for Noisoff.
I hadn't thought about selling to them, and I should. Wait, are you a Facebook Marketplace person? Neither of us are, but we've like heard for furniture. We had a friend rave.
But she said you have to train the algorithm. You have to really like put some time into the algorithm and then it'll start telling you the right things. Because when I went in, it was trying to sell me like a Honda minivan, a mother of the groom, shoes, and I can't even remember what the other thing was.
It
was like a house.
I didn't know you yet.
These are all things I want. I'm like, forward it to me right now.
Yeah. You want Claire's algorithm, I'll give it to you.
The Honda minivan, you know what I get up to. Yeah. That sounded crazy.
But she, our friend has trained the algorithm and is cleaning up.
She's buying like mid-century Italian design for like desk sets, like filing cabinet desk and chair for like $125.
And then finding the comp on First Dibs that's like thousands
of dollars.
I need to get
to
in
brag.
There.
Yeah.
I will say I'm a big, and there's an Instagram account called I Love Craigslist that does these hauls in LA and New York specifically.
Oh my God, that's smart.
You will lose your mind there. It led me to be, most of my stuff, again, No Hosts Bazaar or whatever it's called, I can't, my tongue just went to nose bazaar when I try it. I don't know. But I
it's not a word. We don't have to learn to say it.
Yeah, it's okay. Meanwhile, I'm like, most of my stuff in my apartment is also from Craigslist. Like, I love Craigslist down.
Yeah.
And that Instagram account inspired me to be like, oh, why am I not checking Craigslist for, because people in New York constantly just want to get rid of their shit.
Oh, for sure. My husband got like a sick bike off Craigslist because it's, again, people just like moving. People like being like, I don't do this expensive hobby anymore, but I'm a finance bro who brought all the things for it. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of that in New York.
What's the K one that I like for furniture?
Kayo.
Kayo.
Kayo. Kayo. K-A-I-Y-O.
Also love Kayo.
That place is good. Yeah.
If Kayo, anyone working there is listening, there's a really expensive table I want, DM me, please.
Yeah.
I'll do a SponCon post. You will hashtag it.
Can we talk about being bisexual?
Yeah. So that's not my identity. You didn't. I just think it's awesome when people do it.
Okay, so you're not.
I'm the only ally to bisexuals.
I thought of you being a bisexual ally as so much so a part of your personal brand that I assumed that you were, but you do not identify as such.
Yeah, I went. I had a weird summer.
Okay, you know? Got it.
You know, you go through, like, I was with my ex-partner for like 4 years, and suddenly I'm like, fuck it. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And going through that weird summer, I was like, oh, nope. Like, it was a phase, mom.
Yeah, totally.
But it did. I'm really putting my mom on blast here, but I do that all the time for free. But she, you know, I was telling her about this situationship, whatever. God bless that I just use the word situationship as a grown adult. But my mom was like, oh, so like, do you think are you gonna be on birth control? Like, she was thinking like kids. Oh, this is, immediately.
Yeah.
Kids.
She was like, she was like, or could you not be on birth control? Is that an option?
She was like, I was like, oh, you want to talk about birth control because you want me to be pregnant and have a kid.
Right. She's like, that is my entry.
Yeah. I'm just cosplaying bisexual for a summer, babe. Relax. It was really funny to watch her. I mean, she's such an ally down, don't worry. But like, her need for kids is so much greater than her need to be an ally to me. Which we say with love and respect. But I just think being bisexual is cool. And I think, you know, it's really radical and awesome when people are like proudly like, yeah, what was this tweet I saw? It was so funny. It was like, yeah, I love being bisexual. Everyone's hot. Like, I get to walk around just being like, yeah, everyone's hot. Brag. Like, it was so.
The world is truly your oyster.
Yeah, let's not take anything too seriously. Like, sexual, we're all fluid, but. Yeah.
Who are the bisexual icons of this moment?
Like, actual bisexuals. Mm-hmm. Fully, like Victoria Monet, like the hottest bisexual we have in history.
Yeah.
If we all saw that Coachella performance, good God. But I do have this inkling that like every man who exists on this planet is a bisexual.
That's interesting. I could see that.
Point to a straight man. Can't. Yeah. Can't do it.
I do think that you were more than a online bi ally, more than like anything else. I think you are an ambassador for horny in a way that is like deeply important and critical. And I'm really grateful for it.
The culture needs you.
Like, I think you teach everybody how to be confidently horny and to be proud, unembarrassingly horny.
Yes. Thank you.
And I really, it's, you know, one of my favorite things about your online presence.
Thank you.
You know,
I don't know how long it'll last for. I'm like 85 being like, who's
No, I think one boy in a week.
Like, I will be.
No, I hope.
I hope so too. Yeah. I hope I'm
like,
on
I'm
death
charmed
being
by
like...
the idea of you being 85 and doing this. I think keep it up.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. I think it's very good.
What or who are you horny for right now?
Well, I am new. I was just posting on Instagram. Oh, God. But I was trying to find out what the Austin Butler stands are called.
Oh.
Because
I am one, and I need to self-identify. I'm hoping they're welcoming me to the community open arms.
So sorry, I was late to this. Carrie Diaries, didn't see it. Some people have the vision, not me. And then
like
I saw
people
Dune
maybe
2.
Had the vision. Yeah. It wasn't.
Four, yeah. Six is generous. Yeah. God bless, what's her name? She has three
Annabelle.
Names.
Annabelle. I know who you're with. The big
Anna Sophia
eyes.
Robb.
Yes.
Anna,
yes.
Anna Sophia
Robb. I love when people have three names. It's awesome. I love saying the word awesome, too. But I watched Dune 2 and I came out of that theater sweaty.
Really?
Ready. Yeah,
right. Sweaty, ready.
It was crazy. Because I think I was pissed because there was no sexual tension between Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And you're like, these are two of our hottest. We must do something. Yeah. Like, what were we doing if we couldn't
figure it
out?
I would have called cut immediately.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, so no one's fucked before on this
damn. Did nobody do a screen test?
Yes. Yeah. No chemistry test in there. But then Austin Butler had chemistry with everybody.
Really?
He had chemistry with the knife. He had chemistry with the witch woman. He had chemistry with Timothée Chalamet, the his father person, which, you know, whatever that was. But like, I respect the community of Austin Butler's fans, and I'm trying to get in on it.
I think they'll have you. I think they will have you.
I'm doing the work right now, am I not?
Yeah.
I saw him once before he got to the level of fame that he's at now, when he was still with Vanessa Hudgens, and I think he was only famous to tweens. And he and Vanessa Hudgens ran down the steps of the West 4th subway and were like giggling uncontrollably, like they had just gotten away with something. Like, I think like ran away from paparazzi, or maybe they're like babysitters. Who knows? They really loved each other though, and were like really, it was a very, there was a ton of chemistry in with them. It was cute.
I believe that actually.
I loved it for
them.
And
now she's so married with a baby with that.
Wild, with that man with the long hair. Which it's not for me.
Person. Yeah. I mean, I'm still on the Vanessa Baby V and, oh my God, my man, who should have been nominated for an Oscar.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
Yeah.
We're all doing the
Uh-huh. But that's what did it, though.
Yeah.
That's what we hold space for authenticity.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm still shipping them.
So. Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. I think there are more than four people doing that. Yeah.
Six, maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
Talk to us about having less screen time than the week before. Thank you for naming it, because it is an unnamed and under-discussed but important life experience. Yes.
I put that down aspiring to have less screen time than the week before. So that was actually me just holding myself accountable.
It's like goal setting.
Yeah.
Okay, it's goal set.
Because, I mean, the way I like shoulders back, titties up, if I have like 10% less screen time, I'm like, I'm better than all of you.
Same.
Yeah, it's still like 8 hours, though.
Right.
Like,
it's still most it's of your waking day. Yeah.
It just meant that you slept more that week.
Precisely. Yeah. Exactly. Or like went to like one movie. Yeah.
You were doing Instagram on your desktop.
Yeah, I'm different. Yeah. It was, I do aspire, though, to try and be like, so hyper conscious. It's hard for me because so much of my work is on my phone and being online.
Well, sometimes it does feel like you should get a passport to be like, no, but this was working.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. This wasn't.
I set a
me.
Setting to like labor and then fun.
Yeah. Right. It's like you clock in and out.
Yeah. So the goal is to like touch grass a little bit more. That's what I'm trying to do. I feel like the only people that can say like, fuck social media are people that work in social media. Yeah. So I say with my chest is what I say. But I'm like, burn it down. Like, we should all, again, like live on a colony and have a barter system and like eat, pray, love. That's what I want to do.
Do you think you're ever going to get a dumb phone?
Oh, like a...
The phone, like a flip phone. Yes, exactly. That one.
Yeah. Doing a lot of...
A Motorola Razr.
A light phone.
Yeah. Well, no.
Did you ever have one, or did you miss that?
Yeah, for sure. Nokia. Okay. Yeah.
A Nokia.
Okay. Made my way up to a Razr eventually.
Yeah. Okay.
But I went to school with rich people, so they like came came out with the Razr. I said Nokia. Yeah. In not a cool alt way, but like in a poor way.
Are there any thingies that we haven't touched on that we want to make sure to get in before?
Oh my God.
She does have to go.
Okay, you do.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I loved where we went, though.
Okay, good. Good.
We, covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah,
a lot of history happened.
Yeah.
Thank you. This was remarkable. Thanks. What an incredible podcast guest and human you are. We're so thrilled.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Yeah.
That's the show.
This has been a production of Dear Media, and we are so grateful to the talented team over there for helping us make this podcast happen, especially our wonderful producer, Olivia Mead. You can follow us on Instagram at athingor2hq. If you have ideas for the show or want to advertise, email podcast@athingor2hq.com. Find show notes and sign up for our newsletter at athingor2hq.com. And if you love our show, you'll also want to join our Geneva. Lots of good chatter happening there. Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.